This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
In 1 hour's time, we'll talk Kevin Stefanski's firing. We'll also get his thoughts on the strong finish to the season that the Browns had, going 2-1 in their final three games. And, of course, we'll continue with more thoughts on Kevin being fired, what this means for the Browns, what this means for Kevin Stefanski, what this means for Andrew Berry, and the defenses of Andrew Berry from the Browns today. But should be noted, I know we got we did finally get Myles Garrett the sack record over the weekend. One, I call shenanigans on Joe Burrow, who said, "I'm not going to try and do anything like to not get sacked," and then proceeded
to a California guy
because I'm out on Joe Burrow. That total B move. He was afraid of Myles Garrett. Then when he knew Myles was going to get him, he slunk down because he didn't want to get hurt. Total coward move. I am out on Joe Burrow. He's cocky and a coward. He can't be both. Choose a lane. But Myles did get the sack, and it was so fun to watch his teammates react to it. And though I have had a complicated relationship with Myles this year from the start of the trade request on, it really just cemented how special this season was, and I was incredibly happy for it.
Yeah, I got really mad at the people that thought that Joe Burrow took a dive. Like the coolest part of that play was the idea that I thought he went off sides to begin with. Mm-hmm. Because he was just that quick off the get-off. I was like, in no way he didn't time that snap out about as perfectly as you could. If there was a play that would encapsulate Myles Garrett, that would be it. And that's what you want in those defining moments, you know? I always thought this was funny with McGuire when he broke the record. It was a home run that went maybe if the wall at Busch Stadium was 320, it maybe went 321. Like, he's known for these big moon shots, and then his big, big, like, record-breaking home run barely clears the wall. Like, no, Myles is known for his ability to just get off quicker than anybody. Phrasing? Easy now.
I didn't hear it.
Phrasing?
I'm listening. Active listening, but I didn't hear it.
And he was able to do so successfully in that play.
Let's just say, like, totally. The last three games, Myles had a huge impact on it, and he turned three Hall of Famers into guys who would rather, like in the case of Joe Burrow was not dropping back and utilizing his elite wide receivers for most of that game because he didn't want to get sacked.
Yeah.
Befuddling to watch in real time.
Well, they chose not being sacked over winning the game, which is just something, yes, you don't see in the NFL basically ever, and especially with what the Steelers did, the cowardly play that they had there. But Joe Burrow, for 3.5 quarters, legitimately played as if his whole goal was to make sure that Myles Garrett didn't get that record, and I was surprised by that.
I think the most surprising thing to me is once they got the record, I was really worried. They got the record late in the fourth quarter. I was really worried. I was like, oh, they're going to lose this game because, one, they had the big celebration. They had the whole big song and dance. And I think you got such a release of joy from the team collectively. I was worried that they were going to forget there was a game going on, which made it even funnier when Cincinnati didn't win the game.
I think Miles needed that win. I think Miles wanted that win. Because Miles also knew, too, if you ended up losing that game, then any sort of, hey, look at me, wasn't that awesome type moment at the end of it, where it should be, by the way, he should be celebrated, it just gets completely thrown down. Meanwhile, if you win, everyone's celebrating like crazy. Everyone's doing whatever the reports were with that locker room, just losing their mind yesterday. Like, that all then gets to happen, and it's all a feel-good moment, and everything's great.
I think Miles needed it, and honestly, I think, given the amount of texts that I got right after he got it, and the amount of texts when he almost got it two or three times during the game, the amount of texts I got when that would happen.
Although it kept turning Burrow into a better player. He kept almost getting him, and then Burrow would make this move to go 12 yards.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, he's got the first down. If this was a normal situation, he would have taken his sack.
So, but I was just surprised how much across the board that in the moment, like, Browns fans might have been cynical about whether you win yesterday. They might have been cynical about Shador or Stefanski or any of it. But there was something pure about Miles making that I just, it was pretty cool to see. And again, like, I think the story matters. The story matters from Miles asking for a trade request on Super Bowl Radio Row that week. Big public demonstration.
Yeah.
The goal has never been to go from Cleveland to Canton. It's been to go to Super Bowls and then go to Canton. And then to watch Miles, and honestly, compromise his values for a paycheck from the Browns. There's a lot more to it than that, but that's how it felt as somebody who supported Miles' trade request. And then to see the weird vibe with the dinosaur press conference, cupcake press conference, and Miles' kind of caginess early in camp about it, and then to watch him go off and have the most, from the sack perspective, the most statistically relevant record you can have, one of the best records to hold in the NFL, I'm not trying to do the script writer's thing, because that is so hack at this point. But you really couldn't script it better. And then to come out the other end and be like, you know what, Miles, we're good. That made this season worth it on some level.
I'd given up on him getting it at about halftime.
I think that's fair. I think a lot of people got it.
I just thought it was like there was just no way. And then he had a really good opportunity in the third quarter, and I thought that was the best chance they were going to let him have. It's funny, in the pregame talking with Coach, I had made the argument that I thought Joe Burrow at some point in the fourth quarter would just lay down for him if he hadn't gotten it, just because it was going to be Joe Burrow's got such respect for the game. He's got such respect for everything. But I think I just thought he'd have he thought it'd be cool for Miles, basically. And but like, that was not how he was playing that game at all.
No.
That was you had to make a dynamic play in order to get that done, and he was able to do it.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I can't speak for all fans, because I think everyone's going to remember this differently, and I think what happens going forward has a big impact on that. How I'm going to remember it is, it was one of three things that made this season watchable. Like, this pursuit of this record kept me engaged as a fan and as a media member deeper than if he hadn't done it.
Okay, Shador, obviously, Miles, and then is Stefanski the third?
I think the organizational dynamics and whether Stefanski could keep the team competitive into the last snap. I know that's a very complicated way of saying that, so yes, but with some English.
Yeah, we need to get it quicker on this.
But yeah, I mean, I think those three things, that's like, it's number one with a bullet.
Well, and
like,
so,
it made this season memorable in a good way in what was a 5-win season. You don't say that for a lot of things.
And part of, by the way, part of why I think they didn't fire Stefanski yesterday and they waited to today, and I know he had to meet with Haslam, but he already met with Haslam on Friday. I really do think it was the idea that he wanted to make sure that Miles got his day and it didn't get overshadowed. And clearly that, all right, so you got the news from Schefter.
What's that?
Can we say the news from Schefter? He says they're currently, Stefanski's expected to speak with the Falcons, the Giants, and the Titans about their head coaching vacancies. That's what he says.
You're
the Falcons, the Giants, and the Titans. Raiders are just so dysfunctional, they haven't gotten their ducks in a row yet. That's what's going on with the Raiders. They haven't got their ducks in a row yet. He'll speak to the Raiders.
My professional advice would be, don't take any of those three jobs.
I think the Falcons are a good job for him.
My professional, I think it's, no.
That's a lot of talent there.
Cousins, he can work with Cousins.
He's always loved Kirk Cousins.
That is the win.
The job would be fixed. Penix is the job. But you got Bijan, you have all sorts of talent there. Drake London.
You've got some edge rushers now. I think it's probably the best of those jobs. I would steer clear of the Giants job. That feels like a bad situation. Shane is not going to be there for the next 5 years, the GM. Tennessee is Cleveland on steroids. It's just the worst.
He needs to stay
job.
As far away from Tennessee as he can.
And I would actually say the same about Vegas. So that's the latest on Kevin Stefanski. So Jim in Strongsville definitely put you and me. Photoshopped us in furry costumes there.
Yeah.
I think I'm dressed like Mike Wazowski, and you're dressed like Sully from it. I don't think those are furries. I think those are animated characters.
I haven't seen that yet. I saw Roberto Shenanigans.
I got to say, Roberto, that's a great glove for me.
He gave you a jacked person in a bikini.
Gave me a jacked person in bikini. And although I don't think this person is maybe well-to-do down below the Mason-Dixon border, it's not the worst representation you can get. Like, is it?
Oh,
is,
yeah?
Is
it, my eyes didn't go there.
Is it? I'm trying to see what Roberto thinks I got. All right? I think this is fair.
You think Roberto was scanning internet websites in order to make sure that he represented your package, his idea of your package correctly?
I think if he did, I think they could have done worse.
All I'm saying.
I'll say that right now.
The moment you post a photo out there, I'm telling Grok to go ahead and throw one up with you in a bikini.
That's fine.
Enjoy the
bulge. As long as you give me.
Apparently that's what Grok does
you
now.
You don't have to overdo it. Just give me something to work with, you know?
Well, these are all been very flattering,
yeah,
apparently.
To some degree. Like, are they ones
even
I want
the
my kids
to see? Even the Jim and Strongsville one, like, wasn't bad.
I think you make out worse than that one.
Well, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
I haven't. That one hasn't come to my
you
inbox yet.
I'll say this right now. I'm retweeting them. I'm retweeting
both
retweet of them.
Retweet all of them?
Yeah. I think I will. Bonjour, Bob. That's dirty pool. You'll see. You got to see the Bonjour Bob one.
Oh, I do see. I do see. Okay, I see the Jim and Strongsville one.
I got to say, I love listeners every day that we have you guys. Really. Days like today, where we're talking about a major head coaching search, and you're out here photoshopping me into a
I noticed
furry.
You only retweeted the one that makes you look jacked. I noticed that.
Oh, no, I retweeted all three of them.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm a man of honor.
I hadn't gotten to that
I'm
yet.
I'm a man of honor. As long as you make me look okay. You know.
As long as you don't make you look like a slob, basically.
Like you got a mic or something or other. All right? I just want to be want to be warmly quoted and attributed.
So that is where we do draw the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't care you about could, being a furry, but that
nope,
one, that's where we draw the line.
Nope. Nope. Not the truth. Anything but the truth. Now, nice. That being said, I think Kevin should sit out a year.
I mean, he's basically the bell of the coaching ball right now.
He'll be that in a year.
I don't think so. I don't know who's going to open up. I don't know what. Maybe it's before. Maybe it ends up being Harbaugh or Tomlin, which I guess we still have a possibility this year that if he doesn't get one of these jobs sooner, he's going to be usurped by one of the guys I just mentioned.
I think everybody within the Browns can learn a lesson, right? I think everyone has something, or at least one thing, from the failure of the last 6 years that they can glean from this. For Kevin Stefanski, you're in a better position now than you were when you got the job. You went from not on the board for pretty much every major coaching search out there to being everybody wants you. You don't get that again. Like, you succeeded enough in Cleveland to build a resume and to impress people. You only get to spend that currency once.
Yeah, and well, and as far as fire jobs are concerned, really, the Falcons job is not a bad job.
It's not a bad job, but I don't think it's a good job.
As far as fire jobs are concerned, now it will
like
end
it's
up
better than the Giants and Titans, but you know, higher bar.
Even the Giants one isn't that. It's not that bad of a job.
It's awful.
I don't think it's awful.
Well,
it depends what you think about Jackson Dart. That's the job.
So that's one, and I think people crowned him way too early. And two, if Shane gets fired this next offseason, you're a lame duck. There's too many dynamics there that you can't speak to. The Giants bringing back their GM, I think, made it really impossible to get the kind of head coach they want to get there.
It might end up working out that way. But again, if you're talking about fired coaches, for the most part, you're going to end up in positions that aren't that great to begin with anyway. Like, that's typically how these jobs end up opening up.
Went from a bad organization to the best situation he can.
But what that was, though, was that was Robert Kraft at the time understanding that he promoted the wrong person to begin with, and after a year getting rid of him. You can make an argument that if Robert Kraft hadn't had the stability of having 20 years of Belichick prior, it would have been. All right, go ahead. What do you got?
I can't. I'll tell you.
Were you jacked again, or did you get the micro this time?
No, somebody else got the bikini treatment from Roberto Shenanigans.
Now, come on.
That is some dirty pool. All right, Adam in Rocky River is our friend.
That is
all right.
Oh,
that is.
What are we doing here?
Looks good. Honestly, looks good. I'll say it right now. 216-474-0092. You heard Kevin Stefanski linked to the Titans, Falcons, and Giants. Should he take a job this cycle? And we'll get to the, what I will say, preeminent defense of Andrew Berry. Pass in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. But we were going to do this earlier in the show, and obviously we've had a lot of reaction. You guys can get in on 216-474-0092. Because I will go back to the idea, and I don't think you and I have had the direct conversation. I think Kevin can be fireable and was fired with cause. And I also think he was a fall guy for the Browns' many failures, the way that every single year, even when they've won here, they've had a fall guy.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, both Stefanski and Berry would be fired today. That's in a perfect world. But then also, yeah, I think you brought up an interesting point earlier. That would leave Haslam by himself to try to figure this whole thing out, and that's not good either.
Yeah, it really was. Like, and I think this might... There was just no way that anything that happened today was going to make anyone feel better, because there's a gotcha with any of it. Hey, they cleaned house. Cool. Who's making the hiring? It's going to be Jimmy Haslam or Corn Ferry. Not great, Bob. All right. They've fired Berry, but Stefanski's back. Okay, who's hiring the new GM? Not great, Bob. Like, there was no scenario in which even Kevin and Andrew coming back, that's another dubious pill to swallow.
Well, then we just would have been mad we didn't get our pound of flesh, and how do you possibly win 8 games over 2 years and there's no changes? It really was. They put themselves in a lose-lose situation, but when you lose as much as they have, I can't feel bad for you. This is just their reality.
You know the problem for Andrew Berry, right, with
what,
all this?
What's that? What?
He's next in line to the fall guy throne.
Well, yeah. I mean, clearly he is a year away or even 3 weeks away, depending on what coach they hire, from being gone.
Yeah, like not only does he have to ace the head coaching hire, like I think they need to be in playoff contention next year. This is from the heart. I really do mean this. I do not have anything. I get frustrated with Jimmy Haslam. I get frustrated with how the organizations run. I don't know how they talk like they've accomplished things that they haven't accomplished. I get really frustrated by a lot of this stuff because it's not that hard. It really isn't. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's not this hard. But that to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Me is Jimmy Haslam's lesson in all of this, that by doing what he's doing proves he hasn't learned it, which is stop looking for a fall guy. When you're 11-6 and you just made the playoffs, no matter if it was with or without Deshaun Watson, take the win. When you have one bad year with a young quarterback, you might have to prolong the contract decision, which might get ugly, might get uncomfortable. In the end, as we've seen with everything, money solves everything down the line at some point. The decision will out itself if you're just patient enough. The thing that I want these guys, that I need Jimmy specifically to learn, and anybody who influences him in this direction, is stop looking for fall guys. If part of Kevin Stefanski's legacy is he's the last fall guy, then to me, it was money well spent. The problem is, and this is where I get ultimately frustrated thinking about the road ahead, is I think you, me, and everybody out here knows this won't be the last fall guy, that unless everything goes perfectly and you're winning Super Bowls every year, Jimmy's always going to be looking for that guy. That's not leadership.
Yeah, but what is different is that at least the fall guys this time around, and really for the past 6 years, they weren't people. Joe Woods is a defensive coordinator, you know, Alex Van Pelt, offensive coordinator. They're people that mattered, but it's not people that, it wasn't the head coach and it wasn't the GM. And I think that's really what he was seeking after. And I think this is why it was so hard for Jimmy today, is that I think he wanted to have the idea out there that he could stick through with the head coach and the GM, but you just don't have to sit through it forever. And for 6 years, I mean, this is way longer than I think anybody, if you would have asked him 6 years ago, they ever would have thought Jimmy would be able to do with a head coach and a GM.
And listen, by the way, that is a great point that we haven't brought up yet. I will give Jimmy his flowers for keeping two guys empowered, keeping a structure in place for 6 years. This year felt like a lost year because of it, but hey, you tried. You did try. You tried to do the right thing by two good guys. I get that. But now comes the next part. And that probably requires having somebody in the organization that doesn't just go, yes, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
That probably requires a real leader of men. And I've seen them. I have seen guys who will just tell you the stone cold truth to your face. If you want to be a good NFL owner, if you want to win, because I think that's what's interesting. Jimmy has done so many things in the thirst to win.
Yes.
Except hire and commit to somebody who can give him bad news and he can digest it without spitting it back up and that person's career in the process.
Right, which again, I mean, that happens with a lot of billionaires, right? That happens with a lot of really rich, powerful people. They like a lot of bobbleheads around them. They don't like necessarily people that tell them no and you can't do this or you have to be patient with this. Like the hard part about the Jimmy Haslam discussion is that I see a guy trying. I see a guy that legitimately cares about this organization and trying to win. I think there's so many times in football you can make an argument that are you trying to win a Super Bowl, or are you one of these teams that are trying to look like you're trying to win a Super Bowl? I genuinely do think he's trying to win a Super Bowl. I genuinely do believe that. I think he wants the very best for this team. It's just he can't get in his own way.
But then learn the lesson.
His own way.
Spending money isn't the only part of winning a title, right? That's a great trait to have. You're willing to put your money on the line and do the cap machinations that allow you to continue to churn more money in. Those are good things. But that, without being a cognizant leader, somebody who can be consistent and not impetuous and not come in and maybe not succumb to, hey, who's talking in my ear now? That matters. That matters as much as the money.
They've never looked better when he just stepped away for a little bit. When he was doing the Columbus Crew, when he was buying the Bucks, when he was doing all these other things, they never looked better. And I don't know at that time if he still had his Monday and Friday meetings with Stefanski. But as far as I know, those started very recently and have not been going on for the whole 6 year stretch. Like when he was away, that was the best this team ever looked. I really don't think it's an accident that those two things coincided. That's why I thought this with a few different owners across different sports. I think about this with Dolan in New York, for instance, when he was off doing the Sphere in Las Vegas and all these other things, Nick started to look competent. Then all of a sudden he's back and it's like, oh no, they have problems again. Like this is...
You can only go to so many Dead and Company shows.
Well, now they got the Wizard of Oz out there. It's on track to sell like $2 billion worth of tickets or something insane.
You want to impress me, Sphere? Make it a real... tornado.
But he was legit, a real one?
Yeah.
Are you gonna manufacture a tornado? What do you do?
You got a lot of money.
you have enough money
to do this. It's got its own ecosystem. Yeah, I don't know science.
Shares flying everywhere.
Yeah.
But
there's a threat of death makes the show so much more real.
Well, it's Fear Factor real life.
Yeah.
That's how you get
impaled by a chair and survive. Oh, you're a god.
Or just an idiot.
I really took us into the wrong direction.
An idiot. No, that's fine. But like some owners, though, this is how this works. Some owners go away. When they do, it looks good. And the time we've seen Haslam go away for a brief period of time, it's actually the best the Browns have looked since he's owned the team. And so I just don't think that's an accident. But I do see somebody trying. And I do see somebody that is in a painstaking way trying his best to get this right and just keep stepping on the rake.
216-474-0092. Was Kevin Stefanski the scapegoat? And we say that because I really want to make this painfully clear. You can be the scapegoat and still it be justifiable that you got fired. But speaking of justifying, we finally are going to get to Jimmy Haslam's defenses of keeping Andrew Berry employed and allowing Andrew Berry to run the head coach search, which again, if you guys remember, Stefanski was hired first, then Berry was brought back as the GM, and Haslam had both those guys reporting to him directly. If Andrew Berry is hiring the next head coach, that means Andrew Berry's the boss of the next head coach. So he not only did he keep his job after the worst trade in NFL history, he in a way got a promotion.
He got more power, which after 6 years, if you keep your job, you probably should have more power, even if we think you shouldn't have your job.
I don't know about that, but
it's usually how it works in the NFL.
I have said I think the I can make this deal with the devil because I'd rather in the pylon of dookie of options that I can make for hiring the next head coach, Jimmy's at the bottom of the scrum. Andrew's not at the top of the scrum of guys I want making that decision. Yeah. But of the guys that my options were, which were Jimmy Haslam, Corn Ferry, search parties, the Donner Party, and then Andrew Berry, I guess I'll go with Andrew Berry, right? But that's not the route.
And we'll see, by the way. We'll see how long he has that power.
You're hoping for a Gladstone, I know it.
Yes. And yes, I am.
I got takes on that guy that I'm not going to give out now. The point is...
Is it his age?
Because it's not 10-10 XL in Jacksonville. I think that's why.
Oh, okay.
However... we cut up about a 90-second clip from Jimmy Haslam defending why Andrew Berry is still employed. Here's the first part of Jimmy's defense where he kind of goes into Andrew's forays into free agency.
There's questions out there, well, why didn't you change both of them? Or why didn't you change Andrew and not Kevin? And I would say this, I think Andrew over the last year has done a very good job. And I want to go through that because I think it's important to talk about the moves he made to strengthen our team. I think it began with what I would call a very efficient free agency. We added one player and that player made a substantial difference in our football team, and that was Malik Collins.
Malik was fantastic. And you saw the Browns defense be less fantastic once he was gone. When you have to specify, I want to talk about the last year. When somebody's been here 6 years, you're already not off on the right foot.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's going to be grasping at straws. I think we all are. If you want to try to defend Berry, it's always been hard. From a football perspective, it's always been hard.
Now, from the football perspective, here's the next part of his defense where he talks about the 2025 draft class.
Andrew negotiated a trade a week or two before the draft started, in which we added three draft picks. Then I think we had one of the better drafts that we've ever had. I think we added four really good football players who were either first-team all-rookie or second-team all-rookie.
So this is the best defense, which is those are four players who should help you for the next 5 to 10 years. And, guys, that's in year one. A guy like Dylan Sampson, might be giving you more value in this draft class. Theoretically, either quarterback is going to be in that room. If either of them catch next year with a new head coach, that is more added value. It's still just one draft.
Right, and the draft isn't even, we wait 3 years to decide these guys. Like, it's still very early for this, but okay, that's fine. I'll bite if that's, and by the way, this should have been what he talked about for 20 minutes.
Yes.
He should have just waxed poetic on the draft class and called it a day.
Well, but you got Malik Collins. Hey, you signed one real free agent, and that was a banger. And the draft class, wait till you see what column C brought from Jimmy Haslam's defense of Andrew Berry's job.
I think it would be short-sighted to not just look at free agency, not just look at the draft, but also to look at a couple of other moves Andrew made. We have struggled to have a consistent place kicker here really the whole time we've earned the team. And I guess the way we started this year, you'd say, well, looks like you're continuing to struggle. Andre Schmidt is a great lesson of when you fail, pick yourself up, persevere, and good things will happen. And the signing of Andre and bringing him on, holding with him that first week when everybody was saying, you need to cut him, you need a new kicker. I think we've hopefully solved our place kicking woes for a long time. Quality person, the team believes in him, and we're glad to have him. And then lastly, I think something that's underappreciated was the Tyson Campbell trade. Tyson is, here again, a really good player and a really good person.
I actually think the Tyson Campbell trade is a real part of this and probably should have been lumped in with the Malik Collins thing. But with all due love and respect to Jimmy Haslam, Jimbo as I call him, I've never met him. and I do mean all due respect. If one of the top three defenses of your GM is he found a kicker, I'm sorry. I think you've grasped one too many straws for me.
Also, well, that just completely ignores the idea that you got this kicker because the guy that you paid more money than like 90% of kickers in the NFL to, Dustin Hopkins, didn't work out after you gave him the bag a year ago.
And also, who drafted Cade
kind
York?
Of an interesting little.
Was that John Dorsey?
No, it wasn't.
The Dorsical did draft a kicker or two, but it wasn't Cade York in the fourth round.
No, that was the Seibert time, was it not?
I believe it was.
Yeah.
Fifth round, I believe.
Yeah. It's not a great defense. It's like, you know, the meme, it's like the idea there, like, say less.
Yeah.
Say less. You should have just said less there. you should have gone on and on about the draft class because nobody could have defeated that in any sort of way. Hell, talk up Tyson Campbell if you want. Talk up Malik Collins. Andre Schmidt needs to be like a byline, like a little bit like, I don't even know that you bring him up. I don't know that you even bring him up. You're not winning bringing him up.
Yeah, because you almost lose by mentioning the kicker.
Anytime you go to kicker, you're losing that convo.
We can all
you're not
love,
winning that convo going
way,
to kicker.
We can love the circular nature of missing the week one kick against Cincinnati, which made a lot of us, including myself, say incorrectly he should be gone, and that he finishes the season by making a 40-plus yard kick to then beat that same Bengals team. Love that storyline. You couldn't write it better. I am so happy for Andre Schmidt. I'm also not calling my friends and being like, we got to keep Berry because this Schmidt guy.
Yeah, it's just a really dumb explanation. But that's why I think the Gladstone play is in play. Only because when you have that type of defense, Nick, that type of defense doesn't scream, I'm committed to this guy more than I'm committed to. If we land the greatest head coach in the world and his condition is Andrew Berry's out on his ass, now I'm going to tell that guy no. No. That audio tells you in many ways. If you're a head coach out there, let's talk turkey. We can bargain when it comes to what Berry's responsibilities are here or whether or not he's even here anymore.
How big of a credit are you giving Andrew Berry for Andre Schmidt? 216-474-0092. And the best possible outcome for Browns fans that we haven't talked about yet in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And don't forget to drop those corn emojis.
Drop those corn emojis. Get dropping.
And hit the like button. We like to be liked. Our videos like to be liked. And don't forget to subscribe to 92.3 The Fan. MLSaid.com, 92 Fans YouTube channel. But drop those corn emojis, y'all. Nathan Zagura coming up in about 15 minutes. We will talk about the coaching change. We will talk about the Browns' strong finish to the regular season. But that Steelers-Ravens game, I hate it that it was a Steelers-Ravens game. That was a tremendously fun game that left everyone unsure of what was going to happen from moment to moment in the fourth quarter. It was perfect.
It was just wow moment after wow moment after wow moment. Lamar hadn't thrown for more than 60 yards into the fourth quarter, and then him and Zay Flowers just connected, and he all of a sudden he put the cape on, And I really thought I was going to win a burger bet there. I really did.
It's a real shame.
I really did.
Was there a greater...
I can't believe Aaron Rodgers made that throw down the sideline at the very end either. I didn't think he had it in him. No part of me thought he had that in him.
Yeah, like they might actually win against the Texans because he remembered he can throw the ball down the field.
And that was his aha moment. That was his like, oh my gosh, I can do this.
I still got it. Ayahuasca made me forget.
As they left, they couldn't leave him more wide open if they tried.
Also, my wife's not real.
That was funny. The gifts afterwards of people being like, Aaron Rodgers' excited wife after watching this game on her couch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Couch, and it's just a photo of a couch.
I can't make the other jokes
Come on, make the other jokes.
I do not wish to.
You were one of the first people that was like, there's no way she exists. There's no way she's real. And then we had Steelers' wives and girlfriends being like, we've never seen her. We don't know. We don't know where she is. We don't know why everyone talks about her. And, I mean, it's pretty apparent. He just made it up as a big ha-ha with everyone.
Still the funniest bit possible.
And he's sitting on the bench. And there's a moment right before the Ravens go to win the game with the 44-yard field goal. There's a moment right before where Aaron Rodgers looks pissed because he knows he's about to lose this game. It's the final regular season game of his career, potentially. It's going to go up in smoke. And Mason Rudolph looks over to him and makes like a smile. You could tell he tried cracking a joke. Aaron was having none of that.
Yeah.
I thought Aaron was going to pick up Mason Rudolph and toss him off the bench the way that Myles Garrett basically, he would have taken his helmet off and done the Myles Garrett to Mason Rudolph.
Would have been the funniest possible outcome.
Pissed. Like, don't even joke at me right now. Don't even look at me right now. It's Stephen Vogt in the dugout. With Albert as, like, tossing sunflower seeds at him, being like, now's not the time, buddy. Now is not the time.
So I think the greatest misdirect in NFL history is Boswell missing the extra point, which then puts the Steelers up only by two. The Ravens seamlessly marching down the field, and Tyler Loop lining up for what 44 yards in today's day and age. It's not a chip shot. You should make it. If you're a good kicker with the game on the line, I know he's a rookie, so there's a, but you couldn't design a more, oh no, oh yes, oh no, oh yes, on either side of the aisle. I was at the end, I can be honest, I was rooting for the burger bet. I was. Mostly because I realized that I think the best scenario that could work out here is I think the Ravens getting fired makes Harbaugh more likely to get fired.
Right.
So them losing, Harbaugh potentially gone.
Right.
And then I think there's a beautiful scenario where Tomlin goes, beats the Texans week one of the playoffs, loses the next week, and then pieces out to TV for a year, and then rejoins the working masses in 2027, which would be maximum chaos in the AFC North, other than Zach Taylor getting fired, which nobody thought was going
to
happen.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out maximum chaos. And so the Ravens winning that game would have been, because they don't fire Harbaugh if he wins that game. He goes to the postseason. They keep this thing going. Maybe even they have a chance to beat the Texans, everything else. I don't know it's with certainty that the Steelers will, or at least Tomlin will make that move if they had lost that game. If anything, he might have more to prove. This is the best case scenario for the Browns. This is it. Ravens lose that game. Harbaugh, it seems like he is, it's not all but gone. He could still end up keeping his job, but it puts us at the highest percentage chance of that happening. And now with Tomlin, I mean, it's definitely on the table. Tomlin goes and does TV.
I always say that we put a little too much into it. You and I debated which Shador clip about Stefanski potentially getting fired, then absolutely getting fired, which one maybe held more water for each of us. You can put a little too much water into the bucket, too much weight in the bucket for like a post-game thought process from a player. That said, here's Lamar Jackson being asked if his and Harbaugh's future in Baltimore.
We just lost a game, you know, a divisional game, you know, a game to put us in the playoffs. I'm not even thinking about that right now, to be honest with you. I'm still caught up in what just happened, you know. That's not my focus right now. That's you asked me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. I just told you. Like, he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on. Like, I know we lost, but, like, you know, that's all.
Lamar, you've been in the NFL 8 years. I love Coach Harbaugh. I we're going to see what's going to happen, but that's my guy.
He didn't want to publicly endorse him.
Hey, I love being a Baltimore Raven, and I also want to be here. Non-answers to both question. That is your answer.
Meanwhile, he answered online about, he just quote tweeted the missed field goal and did an SMH. Lamar's in his feelings.
Shake my head.
Yeah, Lamar's in his feelings
he's,
right
he's
now.
He's talking that youthful language.
He's had a lot, and apparently not enough video games in his life to go ahead and distract him, because that's something he enjoys.
See, you would have thought if he wasn't on social media.
Get on the controller. Hang out with Kyler Murray.
Don't play Madden.
I didn't say that.
Maybe a little Call of Duty. Maybe a little Fortnite.
It is funny if he like played Madden and was like, God, I suck at this.
And he still lost. Tyler Loop still missed a field goal. He simmed it just to that point.
Just to get there. Yeah, it's tough. But I think that was the best outcome for the Browns. And might end up with none of it. We might end up with both coaches are back next year, and we're doing the same conversations halfway through the season the way we did them right now. But that last night gave us the best chance of having Harbaugh gone and then Tomlin potentially being gone too.
Yeah, Tomlin and Harbaugh being threatened, rumored, whatever have you, to be fired in October is nothing new. That rinse and repeat since 2012, maybe.
Yeah, we've done it a lot, yeah.
What makes this difference is that it's a real conversation in Week 18.
Well, and even yesterday, like all the pregame shows, they were talking about Harbaugh more likely than Tomlin. But you bring up Tomlin going to TV. Okay, and again, I mean, cite the source. It's Tony Pauline. But like the reality
is also Mike Florio then dying.
Where do you think Florio got it, though? You know, like that's classic Florio.
I thought he was making it up. Like,
yeah, classic Florio. But like the point is that we've heard Sean McVay rumored to do TV before, too. A lot of these guys, I think they look at that as something that could be a year break reset, and it's not the end of the world.
Also, who thinks Mike Tomlin's going to be good at TV?
I think it's the...
He's going to clower at everybody.
I think it's the motivating side of him that people think would be good, but I'm with
Gruden's
you.
Good at TV. In fairness, I will correct myself.
No, I think you're right, though. I think your initial read was right. Like, I don't know that he'll be great on TV. He's got a lot of Tomlinisms.
Should we play one?
I love Tomlinisms, yeah. All right,
so this isn't, I have to say, this is a cliche expression that he has.
We got a lot of forks, we need more spoons. That's a Tomlinism.
I don't think he's going to get full credit for being asked about what would have happened if the Ravens had made that kick.
You know how it is, if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
That one doesn't go to Tomlin. This is like me trying to give the one to Taylor Swift earlier. That one doesn't go to Tomlin.
Yeah, but no, you're right. He didn't invent the saying. The problem is you can say the body part, right? If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle. Say the words. What are they? Present them. Use the word, Mike. It's a little cowardly.
He's got a mic in front of him.
Sean Salisbury, mutual friend. Your friend.
Thank you.
Has said it on air on this station with you and me and on his own show.
He says it all the time.
Yeah.
Says it all the time.
You know why? He's got some balls.
Because he has some. Yeah. Because
he actually has them.
That's right.
Yeah. I honestly, this was like Mike Tomlin was sitting up there like he invented football.
Did you want him to drag it out and then be like,
I wanted him to present the word. Say the word.
The hang up is he didn't say the word?
Yeah. It's not as impactful if my aunt had male parts.
He was trying to be a little, you know, he was trying to have some taste and not be tasteless, I guess.
It's a tasteless
not be classless
comment.
Well, I maybe.
You tried to classy maybe up a tasteless comment?
You're right.
That's
you're
not
right
the point
there's
of tasteless
no, there's
comments.
No way. If you're gonna say it, you got to say it the whole way. But I
go hard or go home.
Would
Tomlin.
The NFL have fined him if he had said it? I don't know that they would or wouldn't have.
The Rooneys might have like gotten some holy water thrown on him. Maybe the Rooneys would have had a problem with it.
I don't know that Tomlin does a lot in these press conferences in the way of doing any swears or anything close to a swear. But I don't know. You're right. It's a weird thing to stop short on. I imagine
like
he didn't think that that game would play out in that way, where all of a sudden he would need to use that line at the end of it. That was all top of the noggin.
He had "I just won a Super Bowl" face. If you go back,
did you see him like bare chesting?
Now that was funny. That was legitimately funny. When I saw I was like, that is some
flex. He was feeling himself in a way.
Yes.
You know, but that's how you know if he goes to a club, he dances funny. Because this is the best that came out. Great wild emotion. This is what came out.
What do you think he dances?
I think pretty
much. Is he too, a little too hippie?
I think he's got no sense of dance. I think he's got no sense of.
Does he just do the one to the left, one to the right?
You know what he is? His big move is the grocery store. Take the can off. Take the
put
can
in
off the
basket.
Shelf.
Yep.
Put in the basket. Yep. Off the shelf, put in the basket.
And then when people don't
off
respond
shelf,
to it, he just
basket
goes to somebody new.
That's it.
It's like he waits to find his audience. 216-474-0092. Was this the best possible outcome for Browns fans? The Steelers beating the Ravens, which might mean we could have two new coaches in Baltimore and Pittsburgh, depending on how things play out. Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst, joins us in 5 minutes to talk Stefanski's firing, the head coach search, and more on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.